Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The DH, Bobby Mitchell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Holt. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money bunts towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Colburn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive towards the mound. Goltz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn fires to first and picks off Terrell. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Briggs steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-0 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Briggs scores. Scott moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Money goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ray Corbin now pitching. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to third. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-2 in the game. LaHewitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Briggs. Braun reaches second base with a double. Holt scores. Bry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Brewers. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to third. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to home to get Braun. Terrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Heil moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Money scores. Porter moves to third. It's 6-3, Brewers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vic Albury now pitching. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-3 in the game. LaHewitt hits a line drive into right field. Darwin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Darwin. Johnson scores. Garcia goes all the way around to score. LaHewitt moves to second. It's 8-3, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-3 in the game. Coluccio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Holt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bry takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHewitt. Braun reaches second base with a double. Darwin scores. Bry moves to third. It's 8-4, Brewers. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Terrell strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Money steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 3 in the game. Hile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Short now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Hile moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hile moves to third. Carew moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm pinch hits for Jim Holt. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bry hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coluccio. Hile scores. Carew scores. Oliva moves to third. Bry moves to second. It's 8-6, Brewers. Carlos Velasquez now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Braun is walked intentionally. Rich Reese pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Velasquez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Eric Soderholm now playing shortstop. Rich Reese now playing first base. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaHewitt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 4 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Coluccio reaches third base with a triple. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Eddie Bain now pitching. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Bry strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.